بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين، وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين، وبعد. فقد قال جل وعلا في كتابه المجيد وفرقانه الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: والذين لا يشهدون الزور وإذا مروا باللغو مروا كراما. وقال النبي صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم: اللهم لا يدركني زمان لا يتبع فيه العليم ولا يستحيا فيه من الحليم، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Honorable scholars, respected brothers, elders, mothers and sisters, amongst the many things against which Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam divinely asked Allah protection was an error and a time where divine guidance is ignored and there's no respect, regard or bashfulness that is displayed for the senior members of society. Like it or not, you and I have entered into an error much worse than that. An error that calls for the idolization of immoral celebrities and concurrently condones the mocking of the galaxy of prophets. Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu used to say, and his words ring in my ears, يَأْتِي عَلَيْكُمْ زَمَانٌ لَوْ وَجَدَ أَحَدُكُمْ الْمَوْتَ يُبَاعُ لَاشْتَرَاهُ. You will find a time where a person will become so desperate, given the crisis, given the immorality, given the obscene nature of society, that he would literally go shop to shop asking people, do you know if anybody is selling death perchance? I want to buy death. أَلَا مَوْتٌ يُبَاعُ فَأَشْتَرِيهِ فَهَذَا الْعَيْشُ مَا لَا خَيْرَ فِيهِ. The poet said, I'm looking for death. What is left of a life? And I said it recently in few of my talks, I am not making this a Muslim issue. I am not making this an Islamic issue. I am making this a moral issue. And I'm inviting anyone and everyone to the party regardless of his faith. What is left in our society if we choose to mock the noblest of Allah's creation and idolize people who by their own confession say that they have been disloyal to their spouses? Allahumma la yudrikni zamanun. For the record, it is occasions like this that we need to seize the opportunity to put on record as Muslims how we revere the personality of all prophets. And these are ideal opportunities provided we equip ourselves with the correct sciences of Islam. Under the commentary of this verse, وَعَصَى آدَمُ رَبَّهُ فَغَوَى ثُمَّ جَتَبَاهُ رَبُّهُ فَتَابَ عَلَيْهِ وَهَدَى. It is a verse of the 16 Juz where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses stern words against Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu wa salam. Anyone familiar with Arabic would appreciate the sternness of the word asa and ghawa, but the scholars have explained in great detail that the connotations that apply here are rather different. Be it as it may, under the commentary of this ayah, Qadi Abu Bakr ibn Arabi has written in Ahkamul Quran something very, very thought-provoking. He says, لا يجوز لأحدنا اليوم أن يخبر بذلك عن آدم إلا إذا ذكرناه في قوله تعالى أو قول نبيه صلى الله عليه وسلم، فأما أن يبتدئ ذلك من قبل نفسه فليس بجائز لنا في آبائنا الأدنين، فكيف بجائز لنا في أبينا الأقدم الأكرم النبي الذي عذره الله وتاب عليه. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention and reference to the mistake of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam. As Muslims, when we speak of the era of Adam, we restrict ourselves to the vocabulary of the Quran and to the text of the prophetic teachings of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A, we don't make it a dedicated agenda. B, we don't deliberate over the topic. 3, we don't spice it with our own words. Furthermore, he goes on to say, it's not correct for us to use derogatory, inflammatory comments regarding our biological father or our forefather. How dare we blurt? How dare we blurt against the personality of the first human and the greatest Nabi of Allah? So that is the stance of Muslims, and that is the respect we show to the entire galaxy of Anbiya. لَا نُفَرِّقُ بَيْنَ أَحَدٍ مِّن رُّسُلِ. We do not differentiate amongst the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam.